As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
And a good morning to you. Welcome into the Pomp and Joe Show. I'm Jason Mackey, in for the guys. They're both off. Austin Bechtold behind the glass. You heard that wonderful Pirates update as they finish a series taking 3-4 from the Washington Nationals. Hello, it's good to be back with you. Got a lot to talk about today. Hopefully it's going to be a good show. I think it's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a great Friday show. Limits, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good, Jason. Good to be back with you. Looking forward to a good day. And, you know, there's something about me whenever the weather is like this.
I know what you're saying.
I just get like, you know, I'm typically like a 7 or an 8 to begin with every single day, like energy-wise and just emotion-wise. These type of days put me at a 10. It just gets me fired up, and I'm excited.
So there's something special about a 78-degree day in April, man. And there, it feels like you're getting away with something.
It does.
Like, we're going to get 78 in June, July, you know, whatever. Like, it just feels like we're stealing. I don't know. It's going to be gorgeous. I can't wait. We're going to be done 2 o'clock. Maybe it touches 80. I don't know.
Well, especially because beginning of the week, last week, it, you know, you're just getting disgusting, gross April weather. It's cloudy every single day. We had some rain that was mixed in. 45 degrees, then it's 60 degrees. Everyone's getting sick. Sinuses are a mess. These are the types of weather days consistently. If we can get like 65 to 70 for the next week or so, everyone's going to feel better. We're going into May. It's Easter this weekend. The vibes are high.
And Adam Crowley's throwing out the first pitch to the Pirates game tonight.
How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Will Crowley throw a strike at the game tonight?
Yes. I'm going to give him credit. It's going to be it's going to be ugly getting there, but I think he's going to throw a strike.
Now, how much has Crowley practiced this first pitch? That's the real question. I'm going to say he's at least gone out and thrown the ball around 50 times with somebody.
I guarantee you, yeah.
Maybe it was Doran.
Or like off of a house or something like that. Like, he's absolutely thrown the ball and like nervously practiced.
Probably, yeah. Now, how far is Crowley standing away? Does he have a tape measure measuring out 60 feet, 6 inches?
I bet, maybe I'm giving Crowley too much credit here. I bet he goes as far back as he's allowed. Like, I don't know what the mound situation is going to be like. You don't step on the rubber unless you played. You know, I think he goes back. Yeah, I mean, you could.
Do they, at PNC Park when you get there, have anything that they say, hey, you can't stand here, you have to stand here?
No.
Any restrictions?
Not that I know of. I don't think so. Trying to think of, no, not in a situation like that. He could kind of do what he wants. I mean, you just have general tact, right? Like, if somebody's, you know, having a conversation in the dugout, you're not going to like go sit down next to somebody pregame. I mean, you've been on the field for that stuff. I don't think there are too many rules other than just like social acceptability.
No, I don't think that there was. I think you basically can stand wherever, just as long as you're not like running your shoe through the dirt,
right,
and messing
yeah.
up the mound, you should be fine.
Yeah. And I mean, from a reporter's standpoint, like, we're generally upstairs by the time all that stuff takes place. And there are certain restrictions for us. Like, you try to stay between, you know, like, you don't go any further than first or third. But again, it's baseball. Rules are meant to be broken or interpreted interpreted different. I don't think interpreted is a word, but anyway, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Luis Ortiz on the hill. Here's a question. Does Austin Hedges get booed? Is there any reaction?
No reaction.
He's not going to get cheered, yeah.
Based on the amount of Pirates that have been cycled through over the last couple of years,
yeah.
Some people in the ballpark will probably forget that Austin Hedges even played here.
I think Austin Hedges, I feel bad for that scenario, and I didn't mean to lead the show off with this. It's just something that popped into my mind. Like, that was he got a raw deal here, man. He really did. Like, he was nothing other than what he's been his entire career. Nobody went into that thing thinking he can hit, and he can't hit, and he can't hit now, but he can play defense and handle a pitching staff. It seemed to work just fine for the Guardians. But again, we're going to talk about somebody else that has rankled fans around here. But I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers a little bit from a different angle. I don't want to work through his comments on Pat McAfee and talk about his personal life or his indecision or anything like that. I want to look at it more from a Steelers perspective and what they're doing here. I use the analogy of the tail wagging the dog, and I stand by it. And I just don't understand how we've gotten to this point, why we're staying at this point. I want to bring up something, too, about Art Rooney II's comments at the NFL owners' meetings. But off the top, it's presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Bit of a rundown of what's happening on today's show. We'll get into some Steelers talk early. Have to react a little bit more to the Aaron Rodgers stuff. The draft, now less than a week away. I want to talk a little bit more about that. Where the Steelers can go. I go back and forth on Shedeur Sanders. Limits and I talked about this yesterday. I want to talk about it a little bit more. And whether his dad's going to be a gigantic pain in the you-know-what, I'm not sure. Pirates, like I said, wrapped up a series with the Nationals. I think there's some interesting stuff to get into there. Starting pitching is starting to show itself. I think we've seen some other things that may have some staying power. Talked to Kevin Gorman from the Trib yesterday about Henry Davis, what happens behind the plate, what happens at first base, too. O'Neal Cruz showing some stuff in the leadoff spot, had that homer that Austin mentioned yesterday. And really, what we saw out of the Pirates, is it real? Or did they just beat up on a bad team? We'll get into a lot of that. I was down at PPG Paints Arena last night watching Penguins, Capitals. Very entertaining hockey game, 5-2 victory for the Penguins. Obviously doesn't mean much in the grand scheme of things. Now the conversation around the Penguins, it's going to get a lot larger. We're going to talk about what they can do this offseason, how you maximize the final years of Sidney Crosby. I think it's an interesting comp looking at the Capitals and what they've done, and honestly, this feeds into some of what we saw last night with Alex Ovechkin getting a standing ovation. Awesome moment, by the way. Did you see that, Limits?
I did, and I saw that there was a tribute video as well.
Really cool.
The Penguins always do that so well, where whether it's their own stars or just honoring hockey history, they know how to put on a good performance and salute somebody correctly. So I thought that it was good that the Penguins fans saluted him. I saw some people surprised and taken back by it. No, I mean,
you got to clap that up, man.
You do.
There's nothing wrong with applauding Alex Ovechkin.
You do, and especially because I look at it from this way. It's not like Tom Brady's coming into your building after just absolutely kicking your behind for so many years. The Penguins, other than 2018, have had Alex Ovechkin's number in the playoffs for a large portion of this run with Crosby, Malkin, and Letang. They have. I mean, if you don't get through Washington in 16 and 17, you don't win cups.
Right.
You know? At least that's the way I look at it.
Well, and Ovechkin's put up ridiculous numbers. He's been on really good teams. They've gone back and forth. Right now, I hate to break to anybody, but Washington and Alex Ovechkin are in a heck of a lot better situation than the Penguins.
No doubt.
That wouldn't surprise me at all if they made a run. I think they have a fascinating team. So I have no problem at all giving Ovechkin a standing ovation. I'm frankly glad it happened. I have loved watching Ovechkin over the years. You can't have one without the other, man. Jerry Garcia, one of my idols, used to say, you can't have good without evil. Something like that, and that's the same kind of deal. So we'll talk about that. Matt Wentzel's going to hop on from Locker Cleanout Day, which is happening right now in Cranberry. Matt Wentzel, of course, my colleague at the Post-Gazette. Another one of my coworkers, Ray Fittipaldo, will be here at 11, talking a lot of draft stuff with Ray. He has his latest mock draft out. I really like it. If the board fell the way Ray is projecting it to, I would be perfectly fine with that. And we're going to have Bob Walk at 1 o'clock. Have a lot of fun stuff to get into with Bob Walk. Happy birthday, of course, to Steve Blass, but more so happy birthday to my wife. They're not similar in age, but it's funny that they know each other and they do joke about being birthday buddies. So Very cool. Did you see the Steve Blass photo that Joe Block tweeted?
I did, yes.
It's funny seeing people like, oh my God, Joe Block didn't know. What's Joe Block doing? If you knew the sense of humor of Blass, yeah.
IPA announced a basketball game that Steve Blass was coaching in, a charity game that they had at Baldwin last year. He is just the most authentic, real, funny guy, just cracking jokes on the sideline. It was pretty incredible.
It's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable. I told this story with the morning show guys. Well, it's two stories, but you know, like if one of my favorite stories I ever did was in 2019. It was Blass's final homestand. I smoked a cigar with him at PNC Park, but like every so often, he still shows up and will just come out to that same place, his old cigar smoking spot. And if you have an opportunity to hang out with Blass, man, that's something I take 100 times out of 100. I love it. I saw him in spring training at Lecom. He screams from the stands, Jason, Jason, like flags me down and then tells me just the most ridiculous dirty joke of all time. He is just one of a kind, man. One of my favorite people on the planet. Love Steve Blass. All right. Fan Twitter. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Text Lines brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So the Aaron Rodgers stuff. Let's go back to this. One of the ideas in here, and I honestly, I didn't like the way I phrased this in a column that I wrote for the Post-Gazette. I'm pretty sure that I was on these same airwaves yesterday as Austin and I were reacting to the Aaron Rodgers stuff live, talking about the idea of Aaron Rodgers holding teams hostage. And what he's doing is not great. But after having some time to kind of reflect on it and think a little bit more and get my head around where we're at with this entire situation, there's more to blame to be thrown upon the Steelers here. Because Aaron Rodgers, you read his quotes, and one of the things that he said, if you want to move on, go ahead. He doesn't have a problem. He completely understands. No hard feelings, whatever. Why, if you're the Steelers, are you waiting this long? What are you trying to get out of it? It's not worth it. Sooner or later, an adult in the room needs to say, let's go. Let's move on. If you're not ready to make a decision, Aaron, that's totally fine. We have to move on. It's the Steelers' fault this is even happening. It's the Steelers' fault we're talking about this. Aaron Rodgers is a free agent. He's allowed to do what he wants. He's allowed to feel what he wants. If he's dealing with a situation in his personal life, I certainly understand that. But somebody has to enable him. Don't enable him. And inside of that, I'm also curious who specifically is at fault or how you would maybe rank those. Is it Mike Tomlin? Is it Art Rooney II? I think Tomlin might take the cake here in terms of blame. And Aaron Rodgers basically convicted Tomlin, or I'm trying to think of a softer way to say that. But Aaron Rodgers is the one that said, I've been in contact with Mike Tomlin a lot. There's been no deadline. Why the heck not? Who just gives somebody an open-ended invitation? Come over anytime. Hey, man, we're having a party on Saturday. Come at 8 a.m., come at 7 p.m., come at 4 p.m. Heck, come on Tuesday. I don't care. Anything you want. That's weird, right?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you talk to people about things, you give them a specific time. You give them instructions. You don't just say whenever you want. Somebody has to be enabling this. Another point that is not from the Aaron Rodgers perspective that I simply do not understand. Art Rooney II at the owners' meetings painted a much different picture. He said the Steelers won't wait forever, but they're going to wait, quote, a little while longer. He also expressed a bunch of optimism that this would be happening. What did he possibly hear that led to him feeling that way? I mean, maybe these are dots that we can't connect on the outside. Maybe this is part of the personal life stuff that Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to get into. And if so, I get that. That's just a natural pratfall of talking about sort of other people's business. But he comes in for the visit. Did he really say, yeah, I expect a sign here. I think it's going to be great. We're going to do it. Like, that's not the picture that Aaron Rodgers painted on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. It wasn't even close. Pat McAfee yesterday was asking him about this, and I mean, Aaron Rodgers looks like he's about to retire. I just don't understand how Art Rooney II could have had the impression that Aaron Rodgers was ready to play football in Pittsburgh anytime soon. It does not make sense to me. Open to anything, attached to nothing. I don't get it. I also don't get, and this is more of an Aaron Rodgers thing, but why he's on national TV talking about sort of this befuddlement that everybody's making this a story or everybody's paying attention to this. Buddy, you're on national TV for 40 minutes. Pretty highly rated show. The Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the most popular franchises in the NFL, want you to be a quarterback. There's at least been some indication given. There's been enough of a flirtation that people care about this. People want to see it happen. They don't want to see it happen. Your first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, what do you mean you don't? Like, nobody's just going to stop talking about this. That's an irrational comment. So, I don't know where we go from here, honestly. I mean, I know where I want to see it go from here. And I wrote this in today's PG. They need to put an end to it. They should have put an end to it a long time ago. It's a mark against the Steelers, how they're conducting business, what Mike Tomlin is enabling, maybe Art Rooney II. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here or where they think that Aaron Rodgers is going to lead them. Best case scenario, Aaron Rodgers gets them to what, 10 wins? Maybe 11? Is that really worth doing this to your draft plans? I don't get that at all. We talked about this yesterday. I think I probably would have put it at about 70% that Rodgers winds up in Pittsburgh. Probably going to flip that now. 30% that he's here. It certainly seems unlikely. Limits, what did yesterday do for your expectations on Aaron Rodgers here?
It basically made me believe what I kind of didn't want to believe fully, that Aaron Rodgers has full control of the Steelers organization right now. Like, he is the one.
Isn't that wild?
He's obviously the one calling the shots with, look, it's going to be my timeline. There's no deadline. Rodgers said that. The Steelers have not given him a deadline, or there's no deadline that Rodgers has self-imposed where he has to sign. And let's say the Steelers do not draft a quarterback, because I think a lot of this is just a smokescreen and they ultimately won't, at least in the first round. And maybe that's because some of the other guys are gone. But the way that I view this, and the more clarity yesterday, is that they are just continuing to wait for Aaron Rodgers with no true backup plan. And you know what it kind of reminds me of, Jason, and it just dawned in my head? Is this similar to the Brandon Ayuk situation? We wanted Brandon Ayuk. We're just holding out for Ayuk. We're waiting for him. We have a deal in place. We have a deal in place with Ayuk. We know what we're going to pay him. We're just waiting for him to sign on the dotted line. Sure, I will be traded. I'm not going to sign a deal in San Francisco. I'm coming to you. And what did Ayuk ultimately do at the last minute? Nope. Actually, I'm going to stay here and take your money, San Francisco, in my comfortable situation where right now I could see that with Rodgers. I like my home in Malibu. My people need me. I'm going to stay here. And ultimately, Steelers, we had a six-hour conversation. It's been great. I'm just going to hold back and not play football this year. And the Steelers will be spurred again.
So I have so many thoughts reacting to that and the idea of the Ayuk thing.
How do you feel about that take, Jason?
Well, I like that take. There you go. I mean, that's how this business works, really. You're just stirring a thing of stew, and every once in a while it's ready. But I do want to talk to you about something, Limits, I thought was funny. That Aaron Rodgers met with them for 6 hours. Shedeur Sanders met with them for five. What the heck are you talking about for that long?
That means they prefer Aaron Rodgers over Shedeur Sanders. It was one fewer hour, Jason. That's what that means.
That means you have meetings that are way too long. I think job interview-wise, that interviews that I've ever had that lasted 6 hours, I can count them on one finger. And even that one I don't think was 6 hours long. I don't know. Maybe that's the newspaper person in me. But no, that's not even the main point I wanted to make. In relationship parlance, you're right. I mean, you're right. What they're doing, they're not the bad breaker-upper. They're like the desperate, you know, clingy sort of lover.
Yeah.
Right? It's okay. I'll be here. You just, you know, whenever you get home, it's okay. I'm just waiting.
He's telling
I'm just waiting for you to be here.
Telling the girl that says, I have to focus on myself and get myself ready. I'm not open to somebody right now.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Well,
take your time. I'll be here. I'll be here whenever you're ready.
Meanwhile, like, go to the bar. Get back on Tinder. I don't know how to date now. I don't want to date now. I'm very happily married. But whatever you would do to get back into the dating game, go do it. Oh, my goodness. I heard from quite a few people, and they're completely right about this, meaning Steelers fans. You know, just sort of embarrassed by seeing the organization behave like this. Like, there was a time. And I will use my own personal experience in this, having covered the Penguins for a long time and then having covered the Pirates. Like, there was a way of covering the Penguins where you knew that guys wanted to come to Pittsburgh. It was a dynamic. They're winning cups. They're really, really good. This is a destination. They're first-class organization, etc. You go over to the Pirates, it's a different expectation. Everybody wants to yell about, why don't the Pirates sign this guy? Why don't the Pirates want to sign that guy? Well, because guys don't want to come play for the Pirates unless they have to. It's a different dynamic. And it's almost like we're seeing the Steelers, the aura of the Steelers, flip. You know, if it was that good, if it was that desirable, would Aaron Rodgers be here? I mean, he's got some extra baggage and some extra stuff going on in his life, as he explained yesterday. But, boy, they're sure not knocking people's socks off with the success of the team and all that stuff. And they're left to, as Limits is saying, sort of just hanging out. They're home. They're there. If you feel like calling, they're going to answer. Brandon Ayuk, take your time. Enough of it. Go with Mason Rudolph.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't.
Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.